This is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Aleph, and we're holding on the bottom of Nun Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom, as we continue to try to get out these shiurim in advance of Pesach for those who'd like to not only prepare for Pesach for the Yontif, but perhaps to learn prior so that on Yontif we can utilize it for Chazara, other Limudim, etc. So four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ad Masai Mutter Lahachsir, until when is one allowed to back out? Said the Mishnah, tell the man of time that he could show it to a Tagar or to a relative. Says the Gemara, Amar Nachman, Lo Yishanu, we only learned El Lekeach. The buyer, that's how long he could back out. Aval Meicher, and this is really a byproduct off of previous yesterday's daf. Avol Meicher, but the seller, La'ilam Chayzer, can always back out. Says the Gemara, name of Isayale. Let's bring a raya to Rav Nachman. Chazru l'divri chachamim. We said at the end of the Mishnah, after Rav Tarfon suggested that they could ayna until a third, and the Tagrim originally were Sameach. Subsequently, when they heard that it included an allowance to back out, kol ayoyim, then they were Chazru l'divri chachamim. So says the Gemara, if the seller can always back out as we turn over to Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, Mishamachi Chazru, then it makes sense that the workers subsequently reverted back to the Psak of the Chachamim away from Rav Tarfon. Rashi comes along, Rashi fills in the middle, the missing blank, says Rashi, Shemaya Moichrim, Veinanehenin. Why? Because if they were to sell it and they weren't benefiting Bar Chava Zaman, it's the same thing. Eli Amrit, if you're going to tell me on the top line of an Aleph Amid Aleph, Meicher Nami, Kelekeach Damu, if the Meicher has the same amount of liberty to back out, like the Lekeach, what difference does it make to these sellers? Why were they upset? Rav Tarfon gave kol hayoyim. Ki heichi da'avdele rabbonan tekantele lekeach. Ha'chanami avdele rabbonan tekantele moicher. It's a two-way street, says the Gemara. So why would the Tagri Lord have said, you know, forget Rav Tarfon. We'll stick with the Chacham. And what do you mean? The moicherim, the sellers, are gaining as well. Answers the Gemara, Tagri Lod, Lo Yishchiach de Ta'u. It was uncommon for them to err, and therefore, even though it's true that they would have more time for themselves, but the fact that the buyer would have more time was enough of a reason that they didn't like the arrangement, and that is the reason why we have no raya to Rav Nachman. But Rav Nachman sticks to his own, that the seller, Lailam Chayzer. And the Gemara continues with the story, three lines from the medium-sized lines and an aleph amid aleph. Ushpazimnei, Durangar Achoma Zavin Chamra Vatah sold wine and made a mistake. Ashkechei, Davi Atzif. So Rami came and found that the seller was upset. Amar Lei, and he asked him, Amaya Tzifta, why are you upset? Amar Lei, Zvini Chamri Vatah. I sold wine and I made a mistake. Amar Lei, said Rami Bar Chama, Zilahadir Bacha, so go back out. Amar Lei, so the seller said, Hashali Yosef Bechlei, She'er Letagur Lekroivai, but it's been longer than the amount of time to show it to my relatives or to show it to a merchant. So the seller thought that he lost his ability to back out. Shadja Lekamed Rav Nachman, so Rami sent the person to Rav Nachman, Amar Lei, Lo Yishanu Alekeach. This day and this time period, until you could show it to someone else, until you could show it to a relative, is only for the purchaser. Aval meicher la'ilam chayzer. The meicher can always back out. Says the Gemara, my time, oh, what is the reason? Lo'ikeach amichai biyadai. The one that bought it has the item in his hand. Therefore, kolechid da'azul ma'achli lei. Wherever he goes, he could show it, and he could find out if the deal was a good one, v'amri lei. And they'll tell him, whereas Meicher, the seller, it doesn't have the item in his hands. He has to wait for a similar sale like that one, and then only and only then the yada ita ilaita. Then he'll know if he made a mistake or not, and therefore the seller has much longer to back out. The story corroborating the shita of Rav Nachman. Continues the Gemara, another story. Ugavra, there was a person davinoket varshechi lizvune, that this person had silk ribbons to sell. Karishita, he called out that he wanted shita six, vashavya chamsha, but really they were only worth five. We're on the sixth medium-sized line. Viaviyavle chamsha upalga, and if someone would have paid him five and a half, havi shakel, he would have taken it. Also, Gavra, certain guy came, and the person said, if I give him five and a half, havi mechila, will be mechila. Why? Because it's less than I know, and therefore, there's nothing that I could do subsequently if I pay five and a half. The sale will be binding. Ete in le shita, I'll give him six, and I'll bring him to Bezdin, and thereby, I'll get back everything. I'll get the item for five. Also, the kamei rav amar le loy shano lokeach min atagor av lokeach mi balabayis ein loyoy lava no. An important rule: only from a merchant, but when purchasing from a balabayis, there's no dinim of ayna. Says the Gemara, why is there such a chilek? Ho gaver davinokin keep it lizvune, a person had earrings to sell karishit and mishavi chamshin. He called out 60, but it was worth 50. If you would have given 55, Avishakli would have taken Asu Gavra. Vamar, if you know that Chamshin Vachamshin, I pay 55, Avimachila. At Lane Sheetog, pay him 60, that's Billy Dina. And I'll bring him to court. Let's come here. Of Chesda, Amr Leila, Shanu, I love like Kermina Tagar. Avalov Kermina is Ain Layo, I love a no. Omni Rav Dimi Asher, correct. Chimmer, Avalazi Asher, correct. I asked the Gemara of Anan Tanan, but we learned Kishim Shanol Hedi Kachanol Tagger. My Hedi, it does not mean Lavalabayis. Omer Rav Chista Bititzar Darte. Says Rav Chista, referring to a certain item, a certain rough type of garment, Aval Mani Tashmishte, but regular items that one uses, the Ikari Ale, which are Chashiv to him. Loi Mazbin Laho Vilav Dme Yesiri. That's the reason that we now understand why there's no Ona by a Balabayis. Because if a Balabayis is selling a personal item, there's always that personal attachment to the item. And therefore, for him to part with his item, he will upcharge the price. And that's the reason why there's not going to be Ona in such a case. We continue with the Mishnah, smack in the middle of the Aleph, Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, the purchaser, the seller, has the dinam of Aina. Shem Shana Lehediyakach and Aletagar. Rav Yehuda Aimer Aina Aina Aletagar. Mishahutal Alav Yadal Al Yaina. Ratza Aimer Latenli Maisa. If you want to give me back my money, Otenli Masha Nisaniya, give me the amount that I was defrauded. And as one could anticipate, this Mishnah is really a direct continuation of the previous sugya, almost not Mishnah worthy, meaning it's literally just continuing the conversation. But we begin with the Makar, says the Gemara Minan Imili. From where do we know this day in the Tanur Abanan? Says in the Apostle, you sell something to your nation, Al Toinu. Do not defraud, do not overcharge him. Mainly, Elishin is Analoikeach. That's where we see where the buyer gets ripped off. Says the Gemara, the Torah had to write both. If the Pasuk only spoke about the seller, then what would I have thought? The reason why is because he knows his purchase. Maybe there is no issue with Emaloyas Hari Rachmana Blaisanu. Maybe there's no such thing as overcharging. He's a mere purchaser. He doesn't know what the item's worth. So I paid him what he was asking. I underpaid. Why is that my problem? So I would think maybe there's no din of Aina. Because Rachmana Lokel Mishabdikakani made a kidney in Damri Inchi Zavante Kanis. Because people say that the sale is a kinyan, aval meicher davudi kamayve damri inchi zayvin ayve, that when you're selling, you're losing. Imalay azay rachmanav leisaynu itzra. Therefore, we need the Torah needed to write both cases. So again, zamte kanis. Of course, it's an interesting lashon, because what does it mean? What you bought, you acquired. Of course, you acquired what you bought because you bought it. So Rashi over here comes along, and Rashi says what it means is that if you want to keep your money, buy something with it. So money will be lost, but the item will not. So we see at some level there was a kinyan in any event, regardless of the price. And maybe therefore the lokeach has that benefit. So maybe that's why there would be no einah to the lokeach. Rav Yehuda Eimer says, Rav Yehuda ein einah letager. There's no einah for a merchant. Says the Gemara, what in the world does that mean? Mishom shehu tager, because he's a merchant, ain lo yalema. No, I'm Rav Nachan Arav, v'tager safsar. Shanu, we're talking about a middleman. My taima. What's the reason why there would be no einah according to Rav Yehuda? May the others vintei kama shavya. Because he knows how much the item is worth. And if he undersold the item, then that means he was being meichel. Why would he do it? Why would he just stop and take a loss? Misham, Tizramele's vintachriti, must be another sale's coming his way. Another sale's coming his way. And therefore, he needs the cash right now. And only now, afterwards, does he want to back out? Meaning, it's not that he didn't know. He was fully aware. But he needed the cash, and only afterwards does he want to renege. And that's why, says Rabbi Yehuda, there's no enough for the tagar. Ravashi Amar Segem Shamaya in the tagar anayim b'tayras aynah. What it means is, there's no dinim of aynah. Shavilu b'achus b'chdei aynah. Chayzer, even less than the amount of aynah, he could, it reverts back. Tanya Kavase, the Rav Nachman says the Gemara, Araya to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda Amar tagar in lem aynah. Why? Mimnei shehu baki. Because the tagar is a baki. He's an expert in all the items. Therefore, if he sold it for such and such price, he was fully cognizant of what was going on, and he clearly didn't care. Mishahu tal yadol tal yayna. Continue the Mishnah. The one who was hutal alav, imposed upon, he has the upper hand. Says the Gemara, mani masnis. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Rav Nosson, the Rav Yehuda Anasi. Why? E Rav Nosson, if it was Rav Nosson, Masniz a Gotani Ratsa. Or Bryce a like Gotani Ratsa. Rav Yehuda Anasi, Masniz a Gotani, Bryce a Gotani, Meicher. So what's going on over here? So says the Gemara, numerous ways introduced with the Simmons, Zayin Beis, Reish, Shin, for to root him. How to reconcile the Mishnah with the Braisa. This is a Braisa from yesterday. The Rav Nosson ruled that up to a shtos, the sale is valid, but you have to pay back. Yet the Mishnah by us gives a choice. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Lazar, no, zu, in yodea mishana. I don't know who taught our Mishnah. Rabba Amar, meaning our Mishnah is not proper, and rather the Braisa is correct. Rabba Lam Rav Nasani Yitzan Nami Braisa Ratza. Switch the wording in the Braisa. Rabba Amar Lam Rav Yehuda Nasi, Umay Deshai Mastisikum Afarish Be Braisa. The Braisa is merely the next step after the Mishnah. Amar Avashi Dekinam Dektoniach Lokech Vacham Boichem Afarish Lokech Shema Mina Shiri Shayar Relem Boicher Shema Mina. So we see clearly that the case of the Meicher was left out, not because it's a chilek, but rather Bryce is just picking up and explaining that which the Mishnah did not. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Now we're going to discuss a unique case which probably not only is relevant, but Misvara is something that everyone probably wondered or wonders. Once they'll hear it, you'll realize the question quite obviously. Itmar. What happens? You're making a sale. You tell the guy, listen, this is the price. I don't want to have any issues afterwards. No backsies. No, no return policy. What? There's no enough. This is the way it is. Rav Amar, Yesh Lav Anah, Shmuel Amar, Inala, Anav Anah. Says the Gemara, There's a machlekes, and now the Gemara pins that machlekes. So says the Gemara, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether you can make such a stipulation. And now the Gemara says that this machlekes Rav and Shmuel is machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Detanya, three lines from the bottom. Hoimer li shariyam kedush zeyam nashi in the cholai sherek sasvaino. Gemara in kedusha that we learned, someone gets married on the condition that they're not really having the marital relations aspect. There's no she'er referring to food. There's no ksos referring to the husband doesn't have to clothe his wife. There's no aina. There's no obligation of the husband to have marital intimacy with his wife. What's the halacha? Raising mukdashes to tonight bottle divir rameir. Rameir holds they're married and the tonight is bottle to full fledged marriage. Rav Yehuda Amer, but davar shem mama in tonight kayum. But davar shem mama in monetarily. It works. So says the Gemara, it suggests the Gemara, you should say, that Shmuel that said that there's no onah because you made that stipulation, it's going like Rav Yehuda that says, regarding monetary things, you can stipulate what you want. Whereas Rav that said, even after such a stipulation, there is onah, is like Rav Meir, that even though you clearly tried to stipulate that there's no sherek sos vayna, what did Rav Meir hold, Rav Meir held, there is a full-fledged marriage, and there's nothing you can do about it. Answers the Gemara that no, the two machlekesim are not Tali Zebazan. The last line of Nanalev Amanalev Armlecha Rav and Adamri Afil Rav Yehuda. I could hold even like Rav Yehuda. Ad Kalakom Rav Yehuda Hasamel Diyada Kamachla. Over there in the case of Rav Yehuda, what was happening? When did Rav Yehuda say, B'Darvisha Mamma tonight, Kayom, in which both parties knew what was going on? There was a clear stipulation. And then there was a mechila of clarity, meaning they said that they knew what was going on, and they still wanted to go through with the marriage. Avalacha, but in our cases, we turn over to Nun Beis Amid Beis. In our case, miyada demachal. Does he know to be Michael? Meaning, even though they made it tonight, I don't want there to be Aina, says the Tav Rashi, he didn't know there was Aina. Sover, he thought, okay, the guy's making stipulation that there's no backseas, there's no Aina, sounds like a fair deal to me. Only later did he realize maybe that's why that case is different. Ushmul Amar in the Tablan of the Nalafam Ebeis, Anadami Afilu Rameir, who said in the case of Kedusha, it's full-fledged marriage, I can't look over Rameir Hassam. Why? Because over there, there certainly is going to be an uprootal of the stipulation. Why? Because it's a chiyav, like Rashi says. It's a chiyav for the marital intimacy and the share in the ksos. Avalacha mi emer de kakar midi. In our case, maybe there will be no uprootal of the tonight. Why? Because maybe lamaisa, there's no anah. So says the Gemara, this machlekes Rav and Shmuel is not dependent upon the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Anan, four lines down, Divim Farshli Minei Demar Shmuel. To me, it was explained the Shita of Shmuel, again, the Shita of Shmuel that said that if one stipulates his no ona lemaisa, there is no ona. Ha'imer lechaveiro, someone says to his friend, Amanash in lechalai ona, in lo lavana, Amanash in bay ona. But if someone says that there is not in it ona, then Ari Yesh Boy Oina. So let's look at Rashi to explain what's going on over here. If he says Ain Loyo Lava No, then it could work because who says it's Oina? Whereas if he says She'ain Boy Oina, if he says in this Lashon, Ain Zeloshin Mechilas Oina, it's not that he's forgiving it, but rather Eloshin Tvias and other Menashin Boy Oina. He's saying, I'm making this deal on condition there's no Oina. And guess what? There was Oina. And therefore it's a Mekach Tayis. And that's the reason why, if you want to back out, you can back out. That's what Shmuel meant. Ein lo yalav ana. Ask the Gemara Mason. Now, this is an interesting question, because we're in the middle of a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So usually the Gemara will utilize this as a moment to ask on either Rav or on Shmuel. But here, this Mesvei is asking on the Gemara's Teretz that Rav and Shmuel could agree with Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Most notably, that Rav could fit with Rav Yehuda. Mesve asked the Gemara, proving that Rav cannot fit with Rav Yehuda. Hanoise v'anoisein be'emana, says the Braisa, someone does deal be'emana, on trust. he trusts the shliach is going to get him the best price. V'haymer lechaveiro, your someone says to his friend, Amanashi ein lecha alai ona, ein alai alav ona. L'rav d'amar, ana d'amri, afil Rav Yehuda, hamani, who is going to be the Tana of this price? Rav, we said, could fit with all the Ramei and Rav Yehuda, that everyone will agree that if you made a clear Tanai to waive, to be Michael the Aina, it will not work, and you cannot prevent the Aina. Yet in this Raisa, what do we see? We see when he says, Ein lecha alai Aina, then it's clearly going to work. So who is it going to fit with? Amar Abaya Machvarta Rav Amar Kiramir Shmuel Amar Krav Yehuda. Teretz number one says Abaye, like we originally thought, yes, the Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel is indeed the Machlaikis Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Amar, that's the Teretz of Abaye, which again is sort of rolling the clock back and saying that yes, our Machlaikis is that Machlaikis. Rav Amar says Rav Loikasha Kambistan. Depends on the level of stipulation. Detanya, 15 lines down. The first one line is Detanya. Says the Braisa, Bamedvar Mamurim Bistam. When is that which we said is if you didn't explicate, you didn't say explicitly what the story is. Al Mefarish, but if you said it explicitly, Meicher Sham Lokeh Chavei Zush, Ani Meicher Lachav Masai Yodeani, I know. Shein Oishav Elamon, I know it's only worth 100. I'm not saying the chalayinon. He says explicitly, I don't want there to be an ain't my love an it's clear, good deal. If the buyer says, chafei this item that I'm buying mimcha b'mana for $100, yadani buy no sheshavim asayim. I'm not saying the chalayinon. Ain't my love an so says the Gemara. The teretz of Rava is. If someone knows that there is a deal, that it is overcharging, and they say and they speak it out, both the Meichel and the Keach, that's going to be the case, b'mefaresh, that their Tanai will work. And we conclude, Tanur Rabbanan, one last braisa, Hanoysev and Hanoysev Amana, someone doing business on trust, Harizeh lo yachshev esarab, Harizeh lo yachshev esarab, emana veseyav v'shafa. He cannot consider the ra, the merchandise which is inferior that he gave to the shliach, and the better stuff that's given to him on par. Elo izev zeh be'amono izev zeh be'shava. You can't have it halfway. V'noislo schar katev, schar gamol, schar pundik, schar atzmai. And he has to pay him and if he's giving to him be'amono, he has to give the shliach the schar katov, which is the porter's fee, the merchandise had to transport it. Schar gamol to pay the driver, schar pundik to pay for an inn, lodging expenses. Schar atzvayin ayotel. However, the shliach does not take wages for himself. Shekvar nosan loi schar schoroi mishalim. Why? Because you already give him the complete fees. Schar mishalim echel koyav. What do you mean? Talking about a case where they give the shliach four garments for 100, meaning for the amount that you sell, you're going to get a percentage. Therefore, I don't have to give you anything more. Before we call it a day, let's just look at one Rashi. Rashi, about 10 lines from the white line, speaks about this case. You have two wines. Yafe. Sheish lay alav kaifsim. There's good wines that people want to purchase. Lilay kaif of asachas. Varash einanim kar elubachanos. And the inferior that can only be sold in the store. Lo yoimar lo. You're not going to tell the shliach. Reilach yafe bishav yav amanashidim kar li. Harabachanos. You can't tell him. You have to handle the good stuff so that you carry the liability of the bad stuff. Kamisha duchal. Then you'll get both of their monies. You can't do that because then you're lending him and you're paying him back more and it's going to be a form of ribis. Rather, like people give or and it has to be a fair deal. We'll pick it up from the Mishnah.